We're back on the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. As we go to the hotline and welcome in the one and only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today, sir?
Good, Rocco. What's happening?
Not a whole lot, Dave. It is officially March. March Madness is upon us. I know you're more a baseball guy than basketball guy, but me loving my hoops, it is my favorite month of the year. But that is not what we're here for this morning. We are here for the Local Beat, again brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. And speaking of Elyria, our Mayor Frank Whitfield, he had a nice little discussion with Elyria City Council earlier this week. Kind of a little bit of a sense of urgency from Mayor Whitfield just in terms of figuring out budgeting and things of that nature. So what all do we need to know from this, Dave?
Yeah, this is about the mayor asking city councils to basically, you know, let's move on this city budget, fill in the gaps that we need to, you know, put the money where it needs to go. And that was part of a special meeting that he had called on Monday. Talking directly to department heads, budget requests were put in front of the mayor and council. And as Whitfield said, and I quote, the purpose of tonight was really to do a little bit of a deeper dive into the budget, give some department heads the chance to talk about what's in the budget with the hopes of moving forward, unquote. So this is a time-sensitive matter. There is a deadline of March 31st to get the sort of all the city's, you know, the fiscal business in order. There was some discussion about, you know, the kind of money that's coming into the city, about possibly, you know, sending some more of that to the Elyria Police Department. The mayor wants to hire 16 new officers, pay bonuses for retention, for keeping those officers, and for new hires as well who are signing on. Elyria Police Department's been trying to get to 100 officers for the longest time, and to try to get to that threshold. And I think we've talked about that in the past. Mm-hmm. City also got a grant from the state of Ohio to pay for some of those new officers, to pay for about a dozen of those, along with $5,000 bonuses for current officers and new hires. There's also some money coming out of the American Rescue Plan Act that would cover equipment, hire somebody, you know, recruiting specialists to continue to hire officers in. In about a week, we're going to see five new officers being sworn in. So a lot of that's about the city, you know, city police department. Building department also increased permit fees last year, collecting another $250,000. Chief Building Officer Daryl Farkas told everyone at City Council that he thinks those increases will pay for his budget requests. As construction kind of maintains itself in the city, as trends are sort of stable at this point. So yeah, a lot of that's about the police department, about issues with staffing there, and also some more about the building department and then ARPA spending. You know, I think a lot of what we've touched on in the past.
All right, yeah, so certainly something to keep an eye on moving forward. Interesting stuff from Mayor Whitfield to Elyria City Council. Again, a sense of urgency. I liked his kind of sports analogy that he laid out there, and how fitting, again, that it is the month of March, and he busts that out. So something certainly to keep an eye on moving forward. And Dave, I know we didn't, you know, before this segment, we didn't really talk about this, but that's a bit redundant. But anyway, downtown Elyria, speaking of Elyria, finally we've got some work beginning in the Dixon and Robinson buildings as far as this esports hub goes. And I know, again, we're still very early, but that's got to be pretty exciting right now for the city to kind of look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that we've been reporting on for the past couple years, I guess, now.
Yeah,
at this point.
Yeah,
I think that was into the pandemic that we had started talking about that, and people were wondering, you know, what's this about esports, and what about younger people, or adults for that matter, coming to Elyria to sit in an auditorium or sit in a theater, sort of amphitheater style area to watch other people play video games. Well, hey, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry that we're talking about, Elyria can get its hands on a slice of that, I know that there was one. There's one, I believe, in either Toledo or Sandusky that had opened real recently. So to the west of us, they're doing a little bit of work to bring some of that money. Anybody that watches watches games or watches people just talk or socialize on Twitch.tv, that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. I know I have friends who are streamers on there, and you can make a decent amount of money, you know, just playing games or chatting with people or or otherwise showcasing talents. There are people on there who do saxophone solos. I think they were, or play the guitar, and then you can log on and watch them do that, and they'll take requests and things like that. And then a lot of that became bigger during the pandemic, obviously, because people couldn't be in a room together. They couldn't go to a concert. Things were being canceled. So yeah, this may well benefit downtown Elyria to some extent.
Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, the whole Twitch and streaming and esports scene has certainly come a long way in the past couple of years. So that's obviously very exciting. And like we talked about before, that March 31st deadline approaching as far as the budget here for the city of Elyria. So plenty to look forward to in Elyria. But elsewhere in Lorain, in Carissa Wojtek's neck of the woods, she had the latest on these Black River landing upgrades, and the city of Lorain looks to be behind it. Dave, what do we need to know?
Yeah, another neat story, and I've done some reporting on this as well. Lorain City Council voted to spend almost $1 million in their American Rescue Plan Act funds, their ARPA funds, as we say, on a proposed amphitheater. Black River Landing, Lorain Port Authority have been pushing upgrades. They've gone to Lorain County Board of Commissioners and gotten some money. They've gone to Lorain City Council now, obviously, and gotten about $1 million. Hoping to accommodate a significant number of people, like 20,000 people, creating sort of a park as well as a connection to nearby Broadway for better walking space, a place that will draw people downtown. This is part of an estimated $12 million project. Lorain Port Authority Executive Director Tom Brown had presented this to county commissioners last fall. And again, part of a story that I was involved in writing. And yeah, they want to sort of, make this space a place where people will come, will spend time, spend money, and otherwise sort of improve and bring more people to downtown Lorain. So again, the same sort of renaissance that the downtown Elyria is looking for, downtown Lorain is wanting to be part of as well. That's a really, I think, interesting project. There's some really neat sort of designs and drafts of visions for that space. Mm-hmm. Covered amphitheater. Right now, the stage there is basically temporary, and had been meant to be temporary for some time. But talking about a more permanent space, permanent green room for the for acts playing at Black River Landing, and playing Rocking on the River to spend a place for them to change and basically have facilities, so they don't have to spend all that time in their tour buses or otherwise have to go get a hotel room and then cart themselves over to Black River Landing. Yeah, it's really an interesting project, and again we've written about it in the past, and we'll continue to write about it in the future, and just keep your eyes on ChronicleT.com or the Chronicle Telegram print edition.
Yeah, and that whole amphitheater and the new stage and all of that may very well go into this. I think that's very, very neat. And like you said, with previous reporting, I know it's been talked about having, bigger, maybe more notable acts come to town because of an improved stage presence over there. And like you said, more, preparation stages or places for these folks to get ready to perform. So certainly very cool things happening in Lorain and Elyria, as you've told us about this morning. As again, we're joined by Dave O'Brien on the local beat. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, I know it's a state of the city time around our county, but what else are you and your colleagues over there at the CT working on as far as upcoming stories go this week?
Yeah, well, besides the Elyria State of the City address that you will be able to read about, we're also talking about a commissioners meeting on Tuesday night. The commissioners have gone to evening meetings once every other week, and then a Friday morning meeting the same week as the evening meeting. So I will have my report on that. Elyria City Council, again talking about the deer, about having an ODNR expert, a deer expert. Kevin Martin will have more on that story. Oberlin City Council, leftover Lorain City Council news. Again, ChronicleT.com, your Chronicle Telegram print edition, will have all the rest of that.
There you go. You know the spot by now. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today or find that digital e-edition online anytime at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end here. My favorite time of the week. Hope everybody's had their ears on the scanner. What is this week's scanner story, Dave?
Well, we're going to go to Cleveland. where this is again, we don't advocate violence around here, but this is kind of a funny one, and apparently nobody got hurt. A call on Nottingham for a shot fired. Officers arrived to find out that a mechanic had allegedly shot at a customer over an $80 billing dispute.
Oh, my.
No one was hit, but the victim requested EMS check him out anyhow.
Well, I mean, in half seriousness, in defense of the victim, I know that whole adrenaline thing can be serious, and you're supposed to check yourself, like, afterwards just to totally be sure that nothing happened. But Dave, I didn't know Ja Morant was now working as a mechanic here in Cleveland. I wasn't aware that may have been happening. Are you aware of this whole Ja Morant story, or did that just totally sail over your head?
I've heard that particular news.
Good.
Yeah, that's an interesting, you know, that's an interesting story. I have to keep tabs on that one. I don't know, I don't know what causes anybody to do that kind of stuff, but there's circumstances like that.
Yeah, I guess so. Him and that mechanic may get along just fine. I'm imagining so. Entertaining scanner story as always, Dave. Thankfully, nobody hurt in that one. And again, for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues, make sure you pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today, or find that digital e-edition online anytime at chronicletea.com. Dave, thank you for the time as always, my friend. Have a great rest of the week, and I'll look forward to catching up with you some more next week.
Absolutely, sounds good, Rocco.